Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Samuel Adams Returns, the Anti-Federalist Got It Right, here on Liberty Works Radio Network, the network that is here for you to have a clear understanding of what liberty is in truth and historical perspective. This is Tom Nivolis, your host, and I'm so delighted that you're back with me in this second segment. I hope that I gave you a little bit of a tease in what we're going to talk about in this segment, again, as we reference history. And looking back and understanding what does that mean when it comes to the moral significance in history and as it then relates to tyranny. Oh, wait a minute. One of the things I left off with was that whole idea that education in America has been a direct component to the demise of what is happening here in America today. You know what? Our founders, when they understood to set up the public education system, and you've heard me say this, I don't know how many times, but the public education wasn't a system per se, it was a methodology. And it was a process by each local government was supposed to ensure that we were having good citizens, that we were bringing people into a knowledge and into an understanding of the principles of self-governance so that then they could understand governance in general. The educational system at that time, if we want to call it a system, was not designed to produce robots. It was not designed to produce people that would be employable. What it was designed to do, again, and emphasizing, was to bring a moral person to that point that they could then be good in their self-judgment, in their good self-governance, and then they could elect proper moral governors. Those that they would elect would be people that they would have a perspective of what their good judgment was, what their good understanding was, what their ability would be to govern. You know, what we ended up with, though, is something that is completely different. The idea of early American education to bring someone to a place of craft, that was done in the craft shops. That was done in apprenticeship programs. Oh my, that was interesting. But the fundamentals of reading, writing, and mathematics was to help people be those stout moral beings that could be good citizens and understand our constitutional form of government implicitly. As a matter of fact, it was de Tocqueville that was writing when he came over in the, 1830s, and he wrote then in the 1850s, he said that the Americans were educated to the extent and had the ability to read to the extent that they understood their government implicitly. Wow, that sure has changed. Nowadays, you know, half the people that you talk to on the street don't even understand or know who the vice president, let alone understand what the vice president should do, although he doesn't do a whole lot of anything except, you know, whatever he does. They don't understand what the Supreme Court is, nor do they have any concept of reality on how the fundamentals of governance are supposed to work. They may get the simple government classes from time to time in there, which are part of a curriculum, but the interest of modern education is to dictate to the individual what they should look like in the society that the elitists decide should be. Now, where did that come from? Well, let me step back for a second. Let me really step back before we even get there, because I mentioned that I would talk about reformers from the 1500s. So before we get into this educational process of creating the robots that we have today so that a person can leave whatever that is in education and get plugged into some form of employment that is necessary and dictated then by industry or what they think from a governmental perspective we need to have out there. You know what? That's something else we'll get into here in a few minutes. But let's get back for a second on this idea that I teased you with around ignorance. This was interesting to me, that one of the early reformers in England of the day, who happened to have been a contemporary of John Knox and others and during that period, was named Christopher Goodman in 1558. And one of the interesting things that in reading what Goodman wrote in his excellent writing that was called, excuse me, how this was a book that he wrote. It was actually a sermon that he taught, and it became extrapolated and asked to continue the discussion. What he wrote was the whole treatise that is called How Superior Powers Ought to Be Obeyed by Their Subjects, and wherein they may lawfully, by God's word, be disobeyed and resisted. Okay, now that goes back to a couple of different things. First, of where I was ending the last program with the idea is that Christians do have an absolute right to resist. And when to resist and how to resist and all of that, we'll get into that conversation a little bit more later. But what I wanted to zero back in was that what Goodman wrote in that treatise was something about ignorance that really caught my attention as I was reading through that. And I quote, "Ignorance, the mother of error and professed enemy to God's truth, has two daughters by whose flatteries and subtle practices she blinds men's eyes, obscures the truth, and withdraws us from the way of knowledge, and these being custom and negligence." Well, there was a whole interesting aspect of what he talked about around custom and how people can get tied up in custom in such a way that they tune everything else out. But the one that really grabbed a hold of me was one that then ties into what I was talking about relative to the modern United States evangelicals and some of the denominations out there. It was about negligence. And he continues regarding negligence as this, and I quote again, "Although we know that slothful negligence is an impediment and block in our nature to stop us from truth, yet willingly we give place to her flattering persuasions and suffer her to train us to willful destruction, so that between custom and negligence we rather hold with damnable ignorance and wish to be plunged into abominable errors, then by diligence to know our duty to God and what he requires of us to do towards our neighbor, then if we would avoid these evils, we must love and embrace the contrary virtues, and if custom is wicked and withholds us from God, we must speedily reject her and cleave unto God. And if negligence has nuzzled us into the den of ignorance, we must purchase by diligence to profit in the school of knowledge." My goodness gracious, we could go on about that all day long and to see that how have we become ignorant in America? How have our children become so ignorant to our liberties that were established within our constitutional context? You know how, folks? Very, very simply, negligence. The negligence that was brought to us within the academic system that has become what it is in such a way that we've neglected the truths that our founding fathers had established for us to understand and learn. We can hear the academics say, you know what? All of that stuff that they wrote was so difficult to understand. Well, why is it that youth at the age of 14, like Samuel Adams, knew how to read and write Greek and then were able to translate the Bible from the Greek into English, were able to read and write Hebrew, were able to be very articulate, and as de Tocqueville noted, the general population, and at that time he was talking about the population being over 85%, had the ability to read. My goodness, do we have that type of numbers for literacy in America today? Do we really see that in our school system? Are we seeing, especially not just in the inner city school folks, but in the suburbs, in the suburban schools, we have a literacy rate that, if you can take and see the scoreboard for a sport and understand that the numbers show up in digital format, guess what? You have an ability to read. But to understand the classics, as our founding fathers understood the classics, to have the ability of language, like many of our founding fathers had the ability of language, now I'm sorry, it's not there. And it is the negligence within the educational form that has driven us to ignorance. Negligence is so associated with ignorance that it's mind-boggling. That's the only way I could put it. It just is mind-boggling. So what we have also is in the seminaries. So it's, not as Kathy has challenged me with before. It's not the fault of a preacher in and unto himself, but it is complacency within the process of learning what it means to have a full view of our Reformation biblical foundation. The negligence of that leads then to the ignorance, whereas a minister cannot intelligently talk to his congregation about resisting tyranny, about resisting evil, but instead a whole group of denominations clearly accept evil, clearly accept every violation that is even fundamental to the Ten Commandments, let alone to the greater order of God's given law. And not only that, what it means is that the order and understanding for those in general society, as we would expect to understand from our constitutional covenantal perspective, what it means to govern, they govern on their own account. They govern from their own mind, and they do not understand that they are answerable to the sovereign of the universe. So the understanding of sovereignty has lost its way, and therefore, what we neglect in our foundational truths, not only our foundational truths of America from its very beginning in the 1600s, but our foundational truths of what it means from a biblical Reformation context in its totality, and how that then becomes extensible across all of society has been neglected. And therefore, my friends, we have ignorance in not only those that would be standing at the pulpit, those that would be in seminaries and Christian higher education, but we have that in the general public. And that ignorance has allowed the evils of this administration to propagate itself upon all that are supposed to be enjoying the liberties under our constitutional republic. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue this discussion about the educational system and who was the founder of what I would call now the insanity that has led us to the destruction that we have today, that has destroyed the fundamentals of what America is supposed to be and what our founders intended it to be. We'll continue that here on Samuel Adams Returns, the Anti-Federalist Got It Right on Liberty Works Radio Network. Be back with you shortly in the next segment. And thank you so much for listening and participating in this network.